Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, already the 17th day of November, 2006, year of our Lord. I just got knocked off my horse again, as Saul of Tarsus was knocked off his horse. I did two radio interviews this morning, and I was just doing one on 1520 AM in Westchester, PA. And I don't even want to say I was articulate, but it was just flowing, the information, and it was so clear, and I was just breaking down the master plan, and I wasn't perseverating on one issue or the other. I was just laying it out in a very simple way, and I was just realizing to myself, it was hitting me anew, hitting me in a fresh way, just how much trouble we're in and just how horrible our enemies are. I mean, a religion of death, a worldwide elite working towards, inexorably, towards a completely dark, that's not even a word that describes it properly, world. Just a horrible system. Basically, they create evil, and they create bad things, and then they feed on it like carrion buzzards. We're dealing with an aberrant subspecies of Homo sapiens sapien, who just revels in death and destruction. I've got tons of news today. It's all of the utmost importance, and we'll be covering it. We have Dr. Michael Kaufman joining us, who's met for Congress, put together with existing government documents, the UN maps of where you'll be able to travel, all the roads being toll roads, most areas being shut down to human activity. And by the way, the big national toll road maps, if you fit them over Dr. Kaufman's maps, shows it's identical. These are going to be used as the prison sections, the, quote, corridors, as they're called, where we'll be able to travel. I'm already hearing radio and TV ads all over Austin about the new Central Texas corridor and how we connect to the Dallas DFW corridor and the San Antonio South Texas corridor. It's hellish. I mean, the grid is going in. And I was getting chills. I mean, it was hitting me. I was getting chills. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, we are. Now it's kind of the opposite. I'm speechless. But I was just, the information was just flowing out of me, making all the connections, actually articulating the picture I see. I'm going to attempt to do it after the break. I'm going to attempt to go over the master plan. I always talk about how I'm going to do this. I just did this in the last 45 minutes. I was on for 45 minutes. Actually, 48 and a half minutes, if you want to be technical, be exact, on that show. And I just laid it out. I got to get a recording of that. I wonder if they recorded it, and I need to, because it was good. I know it was. I really laid it out. I felt good. I'm normally real frustrated because it's hard to articulate the grand proportions of this thing that has invaded our planet. This thing that's creeping over everything and taking everything over and replicating itself. And I see us replicating against it. It's a grand battle. I have to tell you, it's wonderful that so many people are fighting it. But at the same time, it's bittersweet. You know, it's horrible and it's very sweet. And I felt so blessed. I was thinking about, my gosh, I am fighting this thing toe to toe with your help. I am on the front lines, and I start realizing it's very humbling. I guess for a worldly person, it would be a grandeur-type power trip, but really it's very humbling. It's exhilarating, also nauseating at the same time. It's just the sensation is very hard to describe. I think it's kind of like the feeling a kamikaze would have as they were approaching an aircraft carrier. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition. We have a lot of really important news to get to, and I'm going to be covering it. But before we do that, I think it's important to talk about the globalist master plan. and then walk through just a few examples of how they're bringing it all together and their mindset, what makes them tick. Throughout history, throughout human interaction, people who are willing to be abusive and who are willing to dominate and who are willing to be ruthless comes to getting into positions of power over the... That's just the facts of life. That's the way it works. And then you get into a competition of the ruthless, of the cunning. And then you get societies of the ruthless and the cunning, and they develop it to a state-of-the-art art form. And they become entrenched, and then they become inbred and insane. And then they become more and more decadent. And for people that can't believe this, look at history. Look at the barbarism. The Aztecs, on certain holidays, would sacrifice 10,000 people. That's what Mel Gibson's Apocalypto is about. Just insane, blood-drinking feast. People happily, so brainwashed by cultural brainwashing, giving their small children up so that the high priest could cut their babies' hearts out. Mass hallucinations. Mass drugging. The priest class denouncing everyone, running around in mad power trips. The Romans in their decline, the Babylonians, even in the more genteel forms of it, the Japanese, who would exercise power, and there are real accounts of where a Japanese samurai would get a new sword, and he'd want to test it, and he'd go out into the rice paddies and find somebody that didn't bow down properly, and he'd just cut their head off. And it was about the exercise of power, the cult of power. As O'Brien torturing Winston in 1984 says, it's about pressing on the nerve of power. And they one-up each other. It's a reign of terror. When they, and this is on record, when during the Red Terror in 1919, when it was really heating up, one of the commissariats said to Vladimir Lenin, he said, who do we kill? Who do we arrest? And he said, randomly. Just go out. I ought to find the exact quote. He said it a lot more powerfully than I can, being demon-possessed. He said, the nature of it is that it is random. It seeks blood. The red banner of the Red Terror. It was really cryptic. I ought to find that quote. It's just meant to be just eating its own police, running over its own servants, running over the innocent. Just bowling around, smashing like an out-of-control juggernaut on huge blood-drenched treads. That's the nature! Don't you understand that? And free societies build these limited walls. And if you run around servicing the walls and watching at the parapets and oiling the gates and, everything being ready and sharpening your spear and your arrows and your sword, you might just maybe have some freedom. Maybe! If you fight with everything you've got! You think you can just stumble around having riots over PlayStation 3s and putting your makeup on for hours and strutting around with your beer gut at the baseball game? You think you're going to be free when you don't know anything about our country, anything about the Bill of Rights, anything about the war machine, anything about how the government works? You think you're going to be free? And let me tell you something. You're not going to be free. You're going to be a slave. And let me tell you a little bit about the people that are now running things. They make Adolf Alois Hitler look like a patron saint. They make Stalin look like a weakling. They make Mao look like a first grader compared to Nobel Prize winners and quantum mechanics. The people running things now are the ultimate synthesis of evil. The ultimate. And you are now seeing the final stages of completion of what turns this planet into a Death Star. and a Death Star that fires on itself. A prison planet. A rendering factory to kill you and your family. I saw it online, and I wish I could find it. Is it Cartoons of War? And I asked, I meant to buy it, I never did. I've seen it online. It's the Disney from during World War II, where they're going, Oompa Loompa, and they're dancing around a bar, and it's Hitler, and he's saying, My New World Order! Don't we have that clip of the computer, John? We haven't played that in years. And I was on this talk show this morning, and I mentioned it, and they'd seen it. I know you're out there listening. Can you send me a video clip of it, listeners? Can you email it? Can you post it on my MySpace? Can you find it? Can you find out the video it's in? I know you're listening, because I want to play that. Because I'm talking about the master plan, and I'm digressing off into cartoons. But I talked about, you know, Hitler called for a new world order. In Mein Kampf, he talks, his struggle, Mein Struggle, he talks about a new world order. Stalin, Lenin, Bush Sr., Tony Blair, John Major, they all talk about a new world order. And Hitler, Stalin, Mao, they were all put into power. Mao, we knew this decades ago. It was admitted. We have the documents. But to see it on History Channel, as I've spoken many times, to see the old CIA section chief, 90-something years old, going popular to popular belief, we liked Mao and thought he'd be a stabilizing force, and we put him in. Now, we already knew that because David Rockefeller had written editorials in the New York Times in 1976 when Mao died. Talk about how great the Cultural Revolution was. By the way, that killed 60 million people. The Chinese government admits that. I mean, can you imagine David Rockefeller writing editorials in the New York Times praising someone who killed 60 million of his own people? I mean, it's hard to get your mind around that, but in this Iraq war, our government in the last 16 years has killed, last 15 years, 15 and a half years, has killed 2.15 million official numbers, last 154,000. I mean, you start talking about these numbers, you see millions of people dying. But here in America, we didn't know, you see. We were here, while this was going on other parts of the world, driving around in 57 Chevys and drinking beer and going to the drive-in. Everybody's fun and running our businesses and having our lives and loving and living and learning and everything was great. While the very people that funded all of this out of our government were quietly building, going, look at them with their guns. Look at them with their wealth. Just build it. Just infiltrate the organizations. Just take over. Just slowly twist the police. Slowly bend them to our will. Slowly build the camps. Slowly get rid of the borders. Slowly bring in the illegals. Slowly break down the country. And that, it's right there, waiting now through paper-thin veil, just ready to come in. It can't wait to actually bite into you. It's right there. It's right there. And it's a real monster. And it's very close to being unleashed. It's already its forerunners have been released. Already its scouts. You think things are bad now? We're only meeting the enemy's scouts. You think I'm grabbing little kids in New York and giving them pesticides till they die in test? And you think I'm killing all these babies and all this other stuff? And that's just their scouts. That's their probes. You know, these huge things we encounter, these huge bureaucracies of wickedness that seem so immense, those are just vanguard. Look out ahead of you. You can see it. Look at the size of it coming at us. When we get back, I'm going to break down what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, what you are going to witness. And in this transmission, and in you repeating it, and in you adding to it and doing your own research, during the darkest battle we will win, because we are foretelling.
Ted Anderson for Midas. Today is November 17th, 2006. Gold opened at $614.40 an ounce, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.84 and $319.97 for half ounce coins. That's $634.84 and $319.97. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you've joined us today. We'll get into all the news, take your calls. Got a very important guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, joining us. Talk about the Total Control Grid, a new film he's made, a new video. But before I do that, let me continue with the master plan. So the very same elite, and we can directly trace them to all these events, and they publicly admit that they're involved and brag about all this later. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, all of it. What's 20 million, 50 million, and 60 million? That's 130 million people that Hitler, Stalin, and Mao conservatively, another 2 million conservatively in Cambodia, another 200,000 or so in Cuba, Pinochet, tens of thousands. It goes on and on. And it doesn't matter who it is, Pinochet, Fidel, they're always put in by the globalists. It's admitted, by the way. Most Americans don't know that our government helped put Fidel in and then, quote, he turned against them. It's always the same story. It's always the same M.O. And it's a form of governance. It's divide and conquer. They break it into subsections, warring with each other, but then controlling those subsections. But now they're moving out of that to the global government. With the American Union, the European Union, the Asian Union is the big three. They've set up all of these officially, though the general public, even in Asia, doesn't know that they've announced the Asian Union and they're operating under it. The American Union's here. The average American still doesn't even know. That's publicly operating. All of this is happening. And after they get it in place, they're going to have controlled bioweapons releases released by Western governments. And then each event will get bigger. The first one will be small. Then it'll get bigger. Thousands dead. Hundreds of thousands of dead. Millions dead. Tens of millions dead. Hundreds of millions dead. They're preparing you for this. Oh, bird flu will kill 2 billion. Oh, SARS will kill 500 million. Every day there's a new article. And then they go out and have emergency federal drills, which trains the locals to go under federal control. All of that is a dress rehearsal. Because when they really do it, they don't want a bunch of panic. They want you to orderly do what they say and learn to love authority and learn to be micromanaged. To where if you're necking on a plane, you get 20 years in prison as a terrorist. Or now the news had edited the video. The video we had was a local NBC News of that guy getting tasered. We now have the actual video. He was agreeing to walk out with him. He was a student, and they just started tasering him. And it wasn't six times. It's more than that. It looks like 10. And then when he can't get up, because they just tasered him, in one case 15 seconds before, they taser him again, knowing that a big, strong cop can't get up for usually about a minute if they really get hit with a taser. So, again, by the way, major cities are banning smoking citywide, and they're banning smoking in your own home. Now, again, it sounds reasonable. Cigarettes are bad. We shouldn't be able to do it, but it isn't. You see, it's control freak. It'll give them something to tattletale on. They fired a police captain because he was seen smoking a cigar in Florida because smoking's banned there. It's going to affect you, too. All these new rules, all these new things that make normal behavior illegal. Then it's fast food. I told you that for years. Now New York, Chicago are about to ban most forms of it. Oh, well, that sounds reasonable, too. Then it's banned spanking. Then your child acts like a complete heathen. The neighbor sees it. You just give them a little spat. Boom, they take your children. Doesn't matter they're five times more likely to abuse them or kill them. That's official numbers. It doesn't matter. They're the government. And they're privatizing it. The government's being handed over to private interests, which are these global criminals. They're just being given it, okay? So this is the system. And so there'll be more and more terror attacks, more and more bio attacks, and after each time we'll get herded into more and more compact cities, herded into the corridors, social workers visiting you on a weekly basis, one-child policies, as Dr. Pianca said at UT, to 95% standing ovation. Before thousands. As he said, we need a police state to carry out the killing. See? And after it's in place, and again, I know a lot of you aren't going to believe me, when they're killing us in mass, this is a seed I'm planting. If it goes this far down the line, then you'll hear this. Then you'll know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I know we got Crispin, Pat, Jeff, Jason, Bill, and others. If Jason disagrees, he'll go to the head of the line here in a few minutes when we go to calls. Let me just continue with the globalist master plan so that you can go research the claims I'm making and find out this is really the plan. You see, eugenics started in England, and it grew out of a variant of the theory of evolution, social Darwinism, that the robber barons were very popular with. They liked to popularize it. They said, hey, we're brutal. We do a lot of bad things. We do, you know, we use the population basically like cattle. But it doesn't matter because it's our right to be ruling because we're the best because we're in the positions of power. No, it meant that you craved unwarranted power. It meant that you were willing to do, crime really does pay, by the way, folks, if you do it within the system, within the syndicate. At least it pays in this life to a certain extent, if monetary and control and strutting and pomp is what you're into. And so they used that to rationalize everything they were doing. And, of course, previous to that, hundreds of years before that, the big granddaddy of modern eugenics was Lord Malthus. You've heard the term Malthusian, saying there's too many people. In fact, the Queen, you know, had commissions, write big reports about there's too many Irish. How do we cull them? How do we reduce their numbers? There's too many poor. Well, the answer was let them starve to death. Because they were the elites were big into breeding horses, rabbits, cows, dogs, and they had big books published about human breeding and how the breed was falling apart. It's kind of the Idiocracy view that Mike Judge put out, but he put it out from another perspective. But it really does have an overall eugenics message. In fact, the film starts with, you know, showing idiots breeding with idiots, producing super idiots, and how the intelligent are not mating. At high levels, you know, people who do have higher IQs tend to not breed or breed as prodigiously. And so there is a grain to it. Okay, so they take that and they say, we've got to start exterminating people. And Hitler gave awards to Margaret Sanger, received awards from Margaret Sanger. I had read that and I knew that. I'd learned that even before I got on the radio 12 years ago in TV. But then I remember about 8 years ago or so, I was watching PBS one night. It was a local Austin PBS. They were and the whole it was like a 2-hour documentary with the letters from Margaret Sanger to Hitler. I wish I knew the name. I forgot the name. Do you know the name out there? I bet somebody does. And letters back, and she gave him awards, and he gave her awards, and he cited in Nuremberg. The Nazis cited, "Hey, we were conferring with British and U.S. eugenics." Again, the first head of UNESCO that sets our policies on our parks and our schools and on cigarette taxes. I mean, they run our country under those treaties. It sets the standards, the global standards. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, the first director general of it, in 1954, he wrote and said that it's horrible to talk about eugenics as the people get mad, but we have to. He said, you know, after this Hitler thing, it's hard to talk about it, but we've got to because it's needed. And so this is what they started pushing. And so understand, Hitler was theirs. So they have this really sick excuse for doing it. And if you go to any major university in the psychology department, the sociology department, the biology department, the different climatology sections, of the different departments, this is all they talk about. I mean, go research your professor that studies desertification. Guaranteed, 90% of the time, he's going to be talking about how everyone needs to be killed. But don't stop there. Go talk to the most popular psychologist at the school, the guy that gets all the grants. Same thing. I mean, when I was going to school here locally in Austin, that's all I ever heard. When I would go hear a lecture, that's all I would hear. They were talking about it in the algebra class. I wasn't good in math, so I was taking algebra in college. Let me just stop and say, class, there's a people bomb, and we've got to reduce numbers. We've got to reduce numbers, and what China's doing is good. I remember being 18 years old, sitting in college and watching the professor sit. I mean, it was every class. That's how I learned about it. That's all they talk about. It's a religion, folks. They're the equivalent of the Christians who were out on the street corner yelling and screaming with their Bibles, accept Jesus today. But they, I mean, that's how vehement they are. But that's what they do in the colleges. It's a prerequisite. Every time I talk about this, we get callers and we get emails from, well, what's wrong with it? In fact, Dr. Pianca, the UT professor who said kill 90% of us and Ebola needs to come and it can't come soon enough. And he later said, you know, he knows his family will have to die, but that's okay. He's ready to go first. I mean, these are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs cult members. But at the top, they're cold-blooded manipulators. Oh, isn't it terrible that the desert lizard is dying? We must get rid of humans. But those very same universities, that very same crowd, oh, they don't call to stop the rampant genetic engineering and chimera cross-species variants being made that threatens the very fabric of the biosphere. The oil companies fund the phony environmental movement and fund all the big publications and groups that are just busy stealing private property and trying to set up global taxes. I mean, the particulates out of car engines and the gases, I mean, they certainly aren't good overall, but compared to, you know, millions of gallons of nerve gas being dumped off the coast of North Carolina by the Navy, or the Delaware River having a million gallons of nerve gas dumped in it, they just said they'd do it. Again, they're setting these precedents. All that's ignored, all that's off the table, and then they use the growing crisis of the spiraling cancer and genetic problems and the sperm count plunging to then say, oh, we'll just take some of your farm and that'll fix it. I mean, this is an army of dehumanizers, and it's the perfect excuse for an elite that just wants total control over humanity. And then you say, well, why is the elite doing this? What do they say they're going to do? They openly write and state there's going to be a utopia world, and in their descriptions it shows people, you know, in just little Greek outfits, little togas, up on beautiful mountaintops, kind of like, oh, who was that great artist in the 20s who would do the pictures of the oak trees and the... And the sun sets, doesn't matter, I'm digressing here. It'll pop my head in a minute. Maxfield Parrish. We always call it a Maxfield Parrish day. It was beautiful blue sky and that orange light on the oak trees. I'm digressing, excuse me. But I've seen him describe it as that, you know, this Maxfield Parrish and beautiful people and beautiful happiness, kind of an Aeon Flux, or the Zardoz, you know, the film with Sean Connery, where there's this tiny elite who sends out these extermination squads killing the wild humans, and the elite have these life extension technologies and live in this little island, but they've gone insane. Why do you think there's all these movies and things about this? Or movies like The Island, where they, you know, have the people and take their organs, or Coma? Because that's what the elite are into. That's what Bill Joy, who's worth over $4 billion, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, he wrote back in 2000, April issue of Wired Magazine, that he went to an elite meeting, and all they were talking about at this elite meeting, 250 people, he said, was how the future didn't need us and how they were going to exterminate us. I mean, do you understand? This is not a joke. They're building the extermination grid around us right now. They're going to phase it in phases, but it's accelerating. This is the point I'm trying to make here. Hitler was a warm-up. And to get their chaos in place to bring in their world government, they are overrunning the U.S. with third world hordes. They, with the education system by design, they've dumbed down the population. They're poisoning us through the food and water supply in all manner. And so many facets I want to go over here with this plan, but this is the plan. And listen, they're following every part of it. They're dotting every I, crossing every T. They're building it. Their adherents are all around us. You can go talk to them. They're in control of every major university. Again, when he was out in East Texas at a big college, Dr. Pianca, 95% standing ovation. When he was here at St. Edward's giving a speech, 95% standing ovation. UT, 95% standing ovation. I mean, you're talking thousands of people, hundreds of people, depending on the meeting halls. We have the transcripts. We've had the witnesses on. It's been in the news. And the story isn't that he's up there saying it. They all say it, almost all. The story is that the students, the instructors, the tenured professors, they stand and they get tears in their eyes, folks. And when you see it, it is scary. Mooey scary. And this stuff's been going on for 60, 70 years in this country. Why now does CNN and Fox and MSNBC put Bianca on? Why now? Because they're introducing you to it. Dick Cheney writes in the September 2000 PNAC Rebuilding America's Defenses document, available on the website of PNAC, signed by the 25 members, Jeb Bush and others. He says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons in the media. We need to sell using bioweapons to kill entire races. This is not Nutcase Bianca. This is Dick Cheney. This is Richard Cheney, the vice president. When Ted Turner gets up at the National Press Club dinner and says there's too many useless eaters in the world, we need to reduce the population by 80%, he was a moderate. Remember that? When he tells Audubon Society magazine that, the exact quote, when Prince Philip funds the World Wildlife Fund and says we need to reduce by 80 to 85% and that he wants to come back reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus to contribute to human population reduction. These people own the oil companies. They own the roads. They own us. Okay? They're not playing around. This isn't a joke. Their New World Order is about killing you. Just like that film, Dr. No, with James Bond. Ian Fleming, they love to throw in our face. He's sitting there in front of him, and he says, he's questioning him. He says, "You expect me to talk?" He goes, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." Okay, do you understand that? They don't care if cell phones fry your brain and you're addicted to using them. They know the mercury's killing you and brain damaging you. They know they put increased amounts of it in the flu shots, even though the flu shot doesn't even cover the flu for the last 5 years, but the flu strain it is. They know. You'll still go out and do it. They're trying to hurt us. You understand that? And they say it. They don't hide it. And they think because we're stupid and don't fight it, that that's evidence that we deserve it to happen to us. And then somebody says, well, how are they going to, they kill us all, how are they going to get their taxes? If they kill us all, how are they going to have a military? Well, no, if they kill 90% of us, there'll be 500 million people left. And by the way, Pianca students and PhDs are writing dissertations that are public, which we've read on air, saying he's not radical enough. We believe in 100% extinction. You understand? And the globalists are psychopathic killers. They love death, folks. They will keep killing until it's two of them left in a room. How are they going to do it? Just type in Air Force. By 2011, half of fleet will be drone. That's a Pentagon report last year. Half of the aircraft drone within just 6 years. Half. I sent Paul Watson a story the other day and he emailed back going, oh, no, no, that was just a computer animation. He hadn't looked at the video. Samsung announces and they release, these new robots that are going to be used in policing that walk up and taser you if you don't submit for crowd control, and they're deploying them in South Korea. They're deploying them now. A bunch of robots. I'm not talking about something on treads. I mean walking robots with bristling with firepower, lethal and non-lethal and less lethal weapon arrays. Again, computer programmed by tiny elites. We're talking T2 here, folks. This is here. Already they've got robotic space planes in orbit. That's come out in James Weapons Quarterly. You understand? This is how they're going to be able to do it. Everything mechanized, everything tracked with RFID, which then makes the real world, like cyberspace, tracked in real time by their private internet. Everything under control. Everything tracked. Banning the fast foods. Tracking how much red meat you eat off your national ID card you're going to have to be swiping. They're now announcing all this, by the way. What I told you, they're now announcing. Banning smoking in your own house. Again, to set the precedent for total control. The whole country, the whole world, a giant prison. Cameras are in every public bathroom in Singapore. If you accidentally drop a piece of paper out of your pocket, it's instantly caught by camera, and if you live there, you are caned and fined tens of thousands of dollars. If you're not a citizen, they fine you. When that guy was on British Airways flying out of Singapore, the 67-year-old Australian, and made the joke about where will the terrorists have room to put bombs, he was charged under UN law by the Singapore government. That was in AP 2 days ago. And then the Houston police chief comes out 6 months ago and says, we want to make citizens in Houston put cameras in their homes. Then Chicago announces 2 months ago they're going to make all the businesses put cameras in and hook them into police grids where they can watch you. Then Google announces calmly that all of the microphones that are on almost all new computers and almost all the new ones have and even a lot of the old ones have the built-in. I went to the Apple store last weekend, and all of them have cameras now. They go, oh, no, every model has a camera and a microphone built in, into the screen. You can't take it off. It's at the top of the screen, a little black dot. And they said, we're listening to you right now with it, but don't worry, it's for data collection. It's no big deal. See? And I put a report out on it, and it's okay, it gets a little bit of attention, but, and I saw them, all the big technology blogs picked it up, and we got a few million readers, but they just said, well, okay, they're just, Google says that they just use an artificial intelligent computer system to keyword it, and then it finds out what your interests are, and then, you know, pops up those ads for you. See? They've brainwashed the public. Now, cameras and microphones listening to you, it's just normal. You see? And so this is the plan. And they'll carry out more and more attacks, get us more and more compact, more and more controlled, more and more surveilled. And it'll just be a process. And big wars, and always the new bio-release will be that shadowy terror group, and they'll even catch people and have the bearded person up there, and it'll be with the Anglo-Saxon-looking scientist who helped them, and oh, now you got to watch everyone, and oh my gosh, the terrorists are, oh, but the good security forces are coming to help, and then no one will mind the fact that the global corporations are doing all of this. It's all fine. It's all fine and dandy. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. And we'll go to Jason, who disagrees, and many others. We got a guest coming up at about 10 after in the next hour. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So it is pretty negative. It is pretty sad. It's horrible. And they're going to use brainwash forces to carry it out, or disconnected people who are controlling mechanized forces from hundreds or thousands of miles away, who are disconnected from the carnage they're wreaking. This is how they operate. and it's also the elite, can have life extension technologies, the other technologies, for themselves. It's just ultimate greediness. Real greed, you know, isn't just wanting everything for yourself and not wanting others to have nice things. It's not wanting others to have ideas or information. It's knowledge is real currency. And, of course, the ultimate form of greediness and jealousy and envy and avarice is not wanting you to even have life. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Connecticut. Okay, you say you disagree. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, Jason. Go ahead.
Hey, I got your movie and everything, Terror Storm. It was a great movie. I recommend everybody to get it and stuff. And I listen to you daily and stuff, and you have some very good, powerful information. A couple days ago you had a guest on that was from Pennsylvania who worked for the Department of Youth and Protective Services. And then you had a guy, Mancow, on last night, and it looks like, you know, the guy in Pennsylvania, you really called him every name in the book you could think of and everything, but last night, I mean, you weren't really hard and very strong with Mancow. I'm just wondering why your attitude changed like that. You know, if it was the other way around, if you were on Fox News or something, they would be cutting your mic, they'd be talking all over you, they'd be hard, but you didn't do any of that last night. You laughed with them and, you know.
Well, I was letting him, I said what I was doing. I was illustrating how he didn't have any facts. I brought up probably 20 different facts, and he would say we were liars, that no firemen and police think 9/11 is an inside job, that we have actors. Well, see, that proves he's full of baloney right there. And I was there illustrating. I mean, I thought it. I mean, I have the same policy all the time. I'm not Fox News. I don't do what they do to me. To them, I mean, when
I just think you need to. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I just think you needed to be a lot harder and really a lot stronger than what you were. That's all. It's
well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know if I totally agree with you. And plus, I'm in different moods sometimes.
Yeah.
I got really mad at the CPS guy because I hate those people. Mancow is not for CPS and grabbing all the kids.
Yeah. He I don't know. He lied on your show. I mean, he said he was a sniper, and then 10 minutes later, you had the 9/11 loose change guy on, and you know, then he said he wasn't he wasn't a sniper, and it was absolutely.
Yeah, we totally tore the guy into 100 pieces. I mean.
Hey, your Terror Storm video, I had a good suggestion on it for you. I really love the movie. We're having some friends over tonight. We're going to pop it in the DVD player. Your box cover just doesn't grab my attention. It has a map on it, and I think if you really wanted to get this thing up onto Amazon and really pump this thing, that other box cover will grab people's attention and build.
Well, there's a green cover and there's a green cover and a cream cover. And I like both designs so much, I printed up a bunch of each. And so you don't ever know what you're going to get. And so that's basically what happened.
It just grabs your attention. It just because it has Bush on, it has Blair and everything. And that's what you want to do. And you're going to put these out in the video stores and stuff. You want them to walk by the aisle and grab their attention, you know? Hey, what happened with your driver's license? I saw a video of you going into the Texas DMV, and you refused to get your fingerprints and stuff. Did that? Whatever came away.
I never got a driver's license for 4 years after that. And then once the face scanning cameras went in, I had done that to illustrate the fact of the grid. Now we're in the grid, and so I have a driver's license. And that's a whole other subject. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.